Hello. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet. I'm reviewing my February 2018. The theme could have been good and tired. February was a blur. There was a lot of life packed into those 28 days. My month was full of meetings, workshops, and trainings. Now, I'm not a big fan of meetings overall, but I don't mind them when they are purposeful and informative. Fortunately, all of the meetings that I attended in February checked both boxes, so all great things. The month was also sprinkled with many fun things. Highlights included visiting the Rachel Ray Show, which I shared about previously. Watching the Black Panther movie with my family, which I also shared about. I don't know if I mentioned on that day that we went to see Black Panther, it was Lunar New Year. And so, of course, we had to celebrate. So, we enjoyed some hand-pulled noodles for the first time. I wasn't crazy about the noodles, but my guys were. I love the dumplings though, and the barbecue ribs that was at this place in Queens called Zhen Taste. It's so good. It's pictures of the food and the name of the restaurant on today's post. Okay, the thing about Lunar New Year is that we have several Asian families that we're close to. In some years we celebrate Lunar New Year with them. And so my kids were introduced to the practice of getting red envelopes with money in them. So when they woke up on Lunar New Year, they asked if they would be getting red envelopes. The answer was no, but they did get to see a movie and enjoyed a late lunch, early dinner that was Asian themed, so they're fine. Okay, also in February, Reggie and I went to an adults-only couples combination spades tournament and potluck dinner over the Valentine's Day weekend. It was so much fun, but we lost, and honestly, I'm one of the main reasons that we lost. I reneged the horror. Anyone who plays spades knows what I'm talking about. Fortunately, Reggie was very gracious. Now, the funny thing is, all the way up until the night of the spades game, I had said, "Oh, it doesn't matter if we win, we'll leave happy just so long as no one reneges." And for the first time of us playing together in over 16 years, I was the one to renege. Next time I won't even think about it, so it won't be an option. Anyway, the most important day of the month was the 22nd, because that was the day we celebrated my youngest son Sean's 11th birthday. He's such an amazing little guy. He's smart and funny, which is one of my favorite combinations in people. I really like smart people. And I'm not necessarily talking about book smart. I mean, just bright people. And I like funny people. Life can be crazy. It's important to surround yourself with people who can make you laugh. So, anyway, Shine is all those things, and more importantly, he is kind and compassionate, which I care about even more than people being smart and funny. This little boy, he cracks me up. He says that he lives his life to the max, and he does, and he has always marched to the beat of his own drum, and I'm just having fun being along for the party. So we celebrated him and had a great time that day and throughout the month. So, and because February is so short, in the midst of everything, I almost forgot to set aside some pampering time for myself, which is one of my personal commitments for 2018. Fortunately, my hairstylist Chanel paid me a home visit and she did my hair within the last few days of the month. So I have a picture of me with my newly done hair and a tired look on my face on the post too. Overall, February was full and fantastic. I hope that you had a great month too, and I look forward to seeing what marvelous things the month of March brings. Take care.